Hello, welcome to Chicken Sushi Clan episode 6. Here with Jab.
Hello.
And with new guests.
That's me.
Jake. Not just you.
Well, there's also Whitney. Yeah, she's here too.
Pizza.
I just did a pizza pass. It was all good.
After quite some time, yeah.
Yep, when Domino's just got here.
Cut off earlier.
Shut up.
Sponsor us, Domino's.
Shout out, Domino's.
Yeah, it would be fucking nice. Give us some of that money.
Domino's is my favorite chain pizza place because they are so fast and I don't have to talk to anyone. I can order it on my phone. It's delivered on my door.
And
with hassle-free, bada bing, bada boom, they're right there.
With what, DoorDash?
No,
it was just Domino's delivery.
Straight up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just imagine how good.
When the pizza's getting there, there's a whole little timeline. Yeah. It's like,
that's
almost ready.
Okay, so that's what I thought. I was like, she said that earlier. She was like, oh, they're here. They're at the door. I was like, oh, you did DoorDash.
No, our phone told us that.
So Domino's does as far as DoorDash does?
Domino's is better than DoorDash because it's so quick because they're only doing one thing. It's not some random guy picking something up. It's some guy, and he works there, and he goes, I'm going to take it from this shop to you. No stops in between.
Sorry, I had to go pick up a pack of smokes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I had to get gas first because I've been driving all the way around. And like,
hey, fuck the tip. You give me some smokes. I mean, that's a deal.
Didn't you see the pizza guy call us a piece of shit?
I did, yeah. He didn't really, but...
He was thinking.
I thought, he said, fuck these people.
You guys ever had Pizza House West subs?
Yes.
Dude.
Wednesday, they're like 20% off. I think it's Wednesdays.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Is that truth?
Well, yeah, Wednesday sub day. It's either Wednesday or Tuesday.
Shit, either day.
You didn't take me?
Their subs are so goddamn good.
It's Wednesday and tomorrow. I'm going to Tam's.
So what she's saying is Andy never took him.
He doesn't take me anywhere. He's embarrassed of me.
I mean,
we go all over places.
No, we don't, and it's because...
Pictures or it didn't happen.
And it's because I already just want to be home once I put my pajamas on.
Yeah, we both, work different schedules.
Like, hey, do you just want to stay home and do absolutely fucking nothing? Yeah, that's great.
That's my kind of date.
All the time, I'm, ready to, be home and ugly, and he's like, do you want to go do something? And I'm like, oh.
Hold on.
Oh,
Andy just backed away from the mic. What just happened there?
I had a good little burp there.
Get a little gassy.
What is the mic? What do you mean?
I was worried about him. He looked kind of sick for a second.
Nah, it's coming up good.
No, but for
Alex
real though,
the mic. He can burp the mic.
Yeah, he does. He does loud. He rattles the mic with his burps. And also, I can't stop thinking. Just imagine. All right, Domino's, if you're hearing this. All right. And make sure to order your Domino's with the QR code Rockstar Ran for 15% off.
That's what I heard. Yeah. I know that Andy has so many nicknames. I've known him from so many nicknames So I was listening to his podcast before I came on. And it's like, they're like, Rockstar Rand. I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome. I was like, that's a great nickname for him.
Yeah, well, it was just Rand for a long time. And then it evolved. The drunker I would get, all the time.
E-Lock?
Yeah, so then Rockstar Rand started coming. And it's kind of my alter ego, but it's also,
Is that your drunk name, essentially?
Right.
Yeah, but it's also just, it's me. I am.
Well,
I'm Rand.
Yes,
Rockstar Rand.
So what are all of our alter egos, our drunk
You names? Have one.
I know.
It's
Mitzi.
Mitzi, yeah. What's yours?
Tammy.
Love that.
Do you know,
That wasn't me. That was Patricia.
Yeah, literally.
You know Drew?
I was in there. That was Tammy.
Drew.
That works at, bartender at,
Big Bear. Shore House?
Yes.
Really? Yes, I do know Drew.
He's got a alter ego that nobody likes.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen him mistake ever.
No, he gets fucked up and they call him Stinky Carl. He's a dick.
Stinky.
Yeah.
He's an ass.
Stinky Carl is a fucking asshole.
Man. No one wants a stinky.
Yeah, that dude's a dick.
Y'all can hear me chewing.
Drew is awesome, but Stinky Carl's a dick.
I do like Drew. He pissed me off one time, but I do like Drew.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. No,
I've known him for a while.
He's a good guy.
One of the OGs. One of those downtown OGs.
Yeah, no, definitely.
He's
definitely
a
downtown icon. Yeah, no, for sure.
He was DJing one night. And he had a 45 spacer, And he holds it, like, holds it up to my head.
I have no idea what that is. What is that?
Neither.
It just, like, is a round thing, and it looks a little bit like a swastika, but like a three-arm swastika.
What? Do you know?
The one, well, no, they're all different shapes, but the one he had.
You continue with saying, it was like, oh, yeah, he's a good guy. Well, yeah, he's real great. But he carries around a swastika.
Not a swastika.
Like, that's fine.
It's like a swastika.
It just kind of resembles one. And he holds it up to my head and goes, if you hold this up to your forehead, you look exactly like Charles Manson.
That's fucking worse. I questioned it and you topped it immediately. Like, yeah, no. Charles Manson is worse than a swastika. Like, I don't know. I don't know. That could be wrong too. A swastika is pretty bad. But
I mean, apparently, but I look like Charles Manson.
You said a swastika and Charles Manson, and you continuously talk about how it's not that bad.
He's not the first one to tell me this.
But you said two of the most awful things ever. And then you talked about it like it wasn't
you
that
think
bad.
That's awful. You should have described the episode he deleted.
We need to delete this.
Like, no. Delete it.
Start over.
Delete it.
That's good.
It's fun. But
anyway. So, do you remember how we met, Jake?
Not really. I think it might have been at the. We've been friends for years, definitely years. Like probably like 10 years, honestly.
Yeah,
16. Oh, yeah,
it just kind of happened.
Before 16, that. Because so it had to be like 15 years.
Oh no, because we were friends way before we had license.
Might have been like it might have been like 15, 16 years.
I remember walking to your house a couple times.
Right. No, we've been friends for a very long time. Because I didn't have a license. Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like probably like 16 years.
And we go to Brian's and play basketball sometimes.
Yeah. So it had to, way before 16. Yeah. So that's seventh way grade over at 10 least years. How like, old are you? Are you 26?
Yeah.
Me too.
I think about that.
Yeah, I think about it too.
I'm like, fuck. I mean, I just turned 26, but not.
No, you're 26 and a half almost.
Yeah, I know. I keep thinking I just turned 26.
I'm almost 27. I'll be 27 in June.
Well, she's super old. Check this out. How old are you, babe?
28.
She's old.
Oh, so old.
I'm just kidding. She's super hot, though. I wish you guys could see her. She's so hot. But yeah, no, we probably met about like 16 years ago. Let's just give it that.
Something like that.
And that's a long time.
That's a long fucking time.
That's more than half your life.
Exactly, yeah.
You're probably like 13, 14.
That's over a decade and a half.
It had to be at the fair. He was a hillbilly.
I remember
out in Margareta, yeah. No, he's super hillbilly.
No, I just hung out with them. And I just hung out with the Margareta kids.
Yeah.
I lived in town.
Whatever, dude.
I walked to that fair.
You drove 4x4 Duramax.
No, I walked down the street. I wish I had a John Deere.
He dropped Bush Lights on Seisman Lock, 12 years old.
If I had a John Deere, I'd sell that, and I'd be set for life.
I had a friend who was adopted, and he was found in a field and taken to the hospital, and the guy who took him to the hospital found him on a John Deere tractor and named him John Deere, and the headline of the paper was
God,
John
that's, Deere. That's John Deere embarrassing as fuck. Yeah. Could you imagine?
What? Adoptive parents named him Eric, so
delete that part.
No, it's okay. He's dead. He won't hear it.
Oh, he's dead. Oh, good.
He won't hear it. It's fine.
Kobe.
Kobe.
He's dead.
Kobe won't hear it either.
He's super dead, dude.
Yeah, super
dead
over here.
Yeah, no,
he's
super
decomposed.
Yeah.
No, he's
probably
not in there.
He's probably embalmed, so he's probably pretty well intact.
Whatever rich people, dead people get, you know? Rich dead people.
I cried when Kobe died. I was sitting up.
God, you are. No, you didn't.
I did.
You cried when Kobe died?
I was watching the news,
Kobe?
And I was like, like, it was just so traumatic. And I was sitting on the couch at my friend's house.
Died,
on the news,
daughter,
and I was
like,
yeah.
It was.
That's what got me.
The daughter part
I'm
got
also
me.
An emotional fucking piece of shit. Like, I cried.
Yeah, that's
it. I'm a huge crybaby.
That's okay, me too. Okay.
I'm a crybaby.
Did you see my cry sign?
Yeah, show the sign. Show the sign, Day Since Last Cry.
Day Since Last Cry. Check out my TikTok.
Jill
Patch.
I cry over everything.
I think it's shot time. Where's those little weird shot glass box?
Shot glass box? What?
Yeah, where's
the shot glass?
There it is.
Oh,
there's a shot glass box right here.
Why is that weird? That's cool.
He wants
it is pretty cool.
Oh, sorry. I don't know.
It's pretty weird.
They're the Disney villains.
Yeah. I was wondering what it was. I was trying to figure it out.
Like
I'm
just on there.
I'm drunk, so.
Yeah, Dalton, are you using Cruella de Vil?
Yeah.
Dude, that's the episode I watched. Like, I was like, Dalton drunk as fuck. It was hilarious.
He spilled grease all over himself. And it looks like he pissed himself.
He spelled it wrong. That's what got me. He was like, G-R-E-E-S-E. I was like, shut up.
I know.
That was also very funny.
He doesn't know how to spell.
No.
No, he does. He does it on purpose now. He misspelled a bunch of things today.
No, Cole can't spell. I can't spell, dude.
I think I'm pretty smart.
Spelling is the funniest thing in my life.
Well, Elok, anything is never good. I love Elok.
Dude,
well,
Elok.
I like Cole. I don't love Elok.
I've been trying to get fucking Cole on here.
Oh. Well, yeah, he said, he's like, oh, I kept missing it or some shit like that. Cole, I hope you're listening to this, man.
Yeah.
We're making excuses.
Trying to get him on.
Getting on the podcast.
We're working on it. Hopefully. I mean, I'm trying to pump out some episodes right now. Right now, the schedule is there will at least be an episode on Sunday night or Sunday afternoon time in America. And there will be some bonus episodes popping up right now. We don't have any Patreon members, so I don't have any reason to give these bonus episodes to anyone else. So they're getting uploaded.
You know what? I forgot about the board, and I'm going to tell this story. Board. I don't know the story, so I'm just going to say it off my ass. Andy was on the Wildcat at Cedar Point. And
this is heard from a friend of a friend.
No,
this is the version heard of friend of a friend.
Cole was there.
Sure.
Cole was
also almost dead. Alright, so this is what I heard. Alright, listen to what I heard. So Andy was on the Wildcat, and you give your, you know, opinion later. But he was on the Wildcat going down the hill, the chain broke, crashed into another cart. And his nose fell off.
And then they died.
And he almost fucking died. And then, like, they, like, caught on fire. And then somebody came and tried to talk him out of, like, not suing them and shit like that. But, like, they almost died. They almost fucking died on the one guy. That's what I know. That's what I know.
My cart was not moving. We were not going up the hill.
I'm gonna take this shot. Hold on. Tell a story right after that. Cheers.
The cart wasn't moving.
My cart wasn't moving. The cart in front of me was moving. It was going
was
up the hill.
Was it you and Cole in the same
villains
cart?
Yeah.
We were in the same cart.
I have the one lady that was Angelina Jolie.
I have Ursula.
Maleficent or something.
Yes, I have that
lady.
Which
is great.
Nice picks.
I didn't choose.
They chose us. So you okay? Were you and Cole in the same cart then, or
yeah? Because there were 4-seater carts on the Wildcat.
I actually never. They were going together. I never actually rode the Wildcat.
He was riding stick shift in Wildcat. When what happened? Go ahead, continue. So,
he's not denying it.
He didn't.
We were in a public place. We were like in sixth grade.
Not holding hands.
Yeah. I wasn't touching his dick.
Cole and I didn't like each other when we first met. We actually got into a big fight, and then we were best friends after that.
And then
we almost died together.
Okay.
Well, that we like got
which
into a huge fight.
Wait, you didn't like each other before you went to Cedar Point? Like, I don't really like you, but do you want to go to Cedar Point?
No. Like, so. That was when we started to become like good friends. Like, well, we got into this huge fight.
I just want to go with him. I want to go by myself.
We fought on the football field, and we like after that started becoming buddies. And then slowly we were like, oh, dude, you live right on the street from me. And then it was like, oh, shit, we're hanging out every day. And like, and then Paul would come over all the time because Paul lived right down the street from us.
No, because I was involved in this. I live right down the street.
Yeah.
We all eventually started hanging out. Like, we've been friends for a very long time.
It was all in like a 2-block radius.
Yeah. Like, this is childhood friends, not Dalton. But
Dalton's pretty early for me, too.
Oh, Dalton. Dude, Dalton.
I met Dalton around the same time I met you. A little bit late, like, maybe a year after.
Dude, you met me super before Dalton.
Dude, I met Dalton early because,
I don't know about your relationship.
He played baseball with Dylan, I think.
Yeah, he was athletic.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't seem very, like, athletic now, but, like, he was. Like, well, he is, kind of, but.
I think in the podcast we said 7th grade, but I think I met him earlier than that.
Andy, this motherfucker, He used to be able to, like, do, like, backflips and handstands all the time.
Yeah,
so, like, he was a cheerleader, right? You're a champion cheerleader, right?
I did competitive cheerleading.
Collegiate. I will say, I'm here with my girlfriend. Yeah, baby. But when we were kids...
But he's about to say something really homophobic.
But I'm going to say something that you probably won't like. But yeah, no, me and Andy... Sorry, Chap. But, like, me and Andy used to go to Kalahari, and they'd be like, cheerleader conventions and stuff. And, like, we were kids. I mean, come on.
You guys are morons.
Yeah. So we'd go out there, and Andy would do a backflip in front of all these girls, and then I'd just slide and be like, what's up? And then that was breaking the ass right there. We'd meet a bunch of girls. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And
they would be stunned.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like,
could you imagine?
Swoon.
Were you in Bring It On?
That's Andy's trick, though, to pick up girls. Because, like, on our first date, he was like, do you want to see a trick? And then hung by the side of the flagpole. So,
yeah.
like,
yep.
that's
yep.
still
yep.
his, like,
oh,
go-to
yeah.
to
I
impress
we
a girl.
We used
like,
that one, too.
Like, I need attention.
Later, 10 years later, that's still how he's doing it, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, no, he still picks up girls by his athletics. I love it.
Yes.
And it was cool. It was really cool. It was neat. And then, like, for a while, like, I would, like, introduce him to people, like, my parents are like my
babe,
friends.
Do a backflip.
Yeah, and I'd be like, walk on your hands for my mom. Like,
can you still do a backflip?
Yeah, yeah. You still can.
Really?
Right now.
I
you're
did
like
one today.
30. You can still do a backflip?
Yeah.
It's insane.
I did one on a trampoline today.
I just did it the other day. I could put my hands like down. I can hold my and
cool.
I can hold myself
like,
up. She's like, oh my god, that was so hot. I was like, fuck, man. I was like, it's the only gymnastic thing I could do at all. Like, I was like, that's all I got.
You should have told her that. You should have just been like, yeah.
I'm on Amy's podcast.
Like,
I can't not say something. I was like,
no, but you should have told her that in the moment. You should have learned something else when you really. You should have been like, oh,
I'm not smart. Don't.
You're not smart.
No.
You're not smart.
I'm not.
No. You're not. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, I will say something else. Andy is super sleepy. He's a very sleepy man.
Narcolepsy does that.
He was diagnosed with narcolepsy. Is that the right like terminology? You got diagnosed with narcolepsy?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Laughing at some book or whatever. Anyway, but like...
Well, look at it.
No, fucking, like, he used to... So I went to high school with Andy, and he would go to sleep in class, in every single class. Like, he'd make an excuse for every single class. Like, I don't even believe him at this point. I think he was just fucking sleepy. Like he would go to sleep in every class.
Then you didn't?
No, I didn't. He did. He fell asleep. And they'd be like, Andy, wake up. But he did not give a fuck at all. Like, he'd be like, yeah. Go right back to sleep. Every fucking time, he just fucking didn't care. It was awesome. Like, he would just sleep through the entire class. And they couldn't do anything after, like, the second time they told him. They're like,
well, that's why I originally...
Like, yeah, leave it. Yeah, whatever.
I originally got a sleep study because the teachers were complaining so much about me sleeping in class and stuff. And I'd go home and sleep. I'd go home and fucking pass right out every fucking day unless I had to go to practice. So they were like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, why is he sleeping all the fucking time? Like, is there, like, trouble at home?
If you have a problem with it, I'll just leave.
Yeah, so...
go home and sleep.
Yeah, so basically I got a sleep study and then found out, yeah, shit was, like, fucked up. So
I will say I was like the same way. I was a very sleepy student, and I had this teacher named Mrs. Cleveland. She was like my math teacher, and she was hilarious, but we kind of like low-key hated each other. I don't know, we just had beef, like we just didn't get along. We were very sarcastic to each other, and she oversaw study hall one day. It was usually this one person, and then she like filled it in, and I was like, fuck. And like, and I went in there and I fucking fell asleep. And I woke up and looked over, and Mrs. Cleveland was sitting right next to me, like, looking at me all. And I was like, ugh. I was like, what? She's like, why are you sleeping? I was like, well, I don't have any homework. I don't care to read any of these stupid magazines over here. I don't want to read a book. I have nothing to do. Why not just take a fucking nap? And she was like, all right. And she, like, let me have that. Like I won
honestly,
the argument. Like, I just said what I felt. I was like, well, I have nothing productive that I can be doing right now because I did everything earlier because I'm awesome. That day, apparently, I was awesome, and I just got all my shit done, and she was just like, Okay. And I was like, what? Like, why'd she have to make that? Why'd she have to sit there and do that?
Like, yeah, like, why would you have to?
But it was like a win. I was like, yeah. And then she just went about her business. I was like, all right, we're cool like, now.
Pull my head back down, bye.
Just let me sleep and study, y'all.
Sometimes sleep is the most productive thing you can do, you know?
Right? Yeah.
Your body still needs sleep.
Yeah, and they don't want you to think that when you're in school. Schools are like, no.
Just chew gum.
Yeah.
And
dude, I don't...
Take a walk.
Is that what you're trying to read?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what they
you're
are.
You're sitting here trying to read the word. Are you trying to read the word read?
I'm trying to read, like, the...
For a second, I thought you were, like, mean mugging me. I was like, the fuck that? Is this dude trying to do? Like, yeah, I'll fight you right now.
A dry board? What do you call it?
A dry erase board, yeah.
A dry whiteboard. Erase board, yeah. So I'm looking at the dry erase board, and, like, I can't figure out the last three things I've written up for points.
Whitney wanted to read a segment.
Should we have a book read?
Yeah.
So, like, when I got here, I found this book on your shelf.
You can read it from a book.
Oh my god. No, this book is really cool, guys. It's called You Were Born on a Rotten Day, in quotes, an unofficial horoscope. It's fucking hilarious.
Stupid.
And obviously, I know it's mine first because I'm a Libra and I want to know what it says. And it's like, Libra is the marriage sign. And then I looked at Jake and he like rolled his eyes.
And I was like,
yeah, hilarious.
I'm also doing some pizza.
You literally dropped pizza on this book.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
Also, I do want to buy this book. It says on the sticker that you bought it for 25 cents. I will offer you 75 cents. So
I'll give you a buck.
I'll give you a buck. No.
That's it, though.
I have to read you guys this part, though, because it's, like, really, really funny. It says, if your wife is a Libran, I didn't know that Libras, like, when you talk about them, like, we're Librans. I don't know. That's news to me. I don't fucking know. It says, if your wife is a Libran, it suggests that you buy your milk at the store, burn wood so no one comes to read the gas meter, and if you have a best friend, shoot him.
What?
Since something is going on. I don't know. First of all, I hate milk. If milk is fucking gross.
If you're a Libra, get milk from the store, not from the cow. If you have a friend, shoot
him. I always thought if you drank straight milk, you were a criminal and you should go to jail. And then I moved to Sandusky and I tried Tofts milk and I was like, okay.
Okay, Tofts is a little different.
And so,
but,
and yeah, so milk, now Andy? I like to drink milk, but I only drink Tofts milk. But I always thought, and
but
I still think.
Is milk gross?
Yeah, I know. Milk is nasty. Unless it's Tofts milk, milk is nasty as fuck.
It's like cow pus or something, yeah. Right? It's like,
but
not...
like that toss though. Oh,
it hits toss be hidden. I don't know.
It hits different. It hits different. I think if you drink any other milk, you should go straight to jail.
I look like a fucking like a bitch because I'm like, I love oat milk and almond milk and coconut milk.
Oh, I do
milk,
love oat
but
milk.
But I fucking just do. It tastes good to me.
Oat
I
milk
like
is
it.
So good. And adult
better,
adult humans should not drink other animals' milk. And I
but that's
that.
A thing. Ready?
Listen to Whitney.
All right.
You be quiet. Listen to Whitney.
Oh my gosh.
Where is it?
Thank you.
So many people just turn the podcast off.
No,
we got nothing.
Like, they're probably like,
wait,
thank
what,
God,
is it
a girl shut me down?
Okay, if you were born under the sign of Cancer, your symbol is the crab, and you might find it very comfortable to cover yourself with a thick layer of cheese sauce.
Wow, I do love cheese.
I love asparagus spears.
Oh my god. And what?
Dude, can I please have this book? Like,
it's like our cookout.
I
this is like our cookout that
god.
We have.
No,
all
it's
up,
so
man.
Funny. Oh my god, I'm at least taking a picture of it before I leave. I don't want to forget this exists.
No,
it's hilarious. Individuals born in the sign are outstanding in crafts that require painstaking, careful handiwork. The men are especially good at knitting booties and. The women very creative about welding and fixing faulty plumbing fixtures.
Neither of that is true. Neither of that is fucking true.
I
can
probably fix some stuff.
What did I say I did? Oh. I was not good at it.
Are you a Cancer man?
I am a Pisces.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Oh, that's right. I already talked about this. You're sad.
I am sensitive.
You're sad.
March.
I know. It's
March.
Okay.
March.
You cry a lot. You probably post it on Snapchat. It's fine.
No, I deleted my social media.
He lost it.
And I did lose my
phone.
That's another thing I like
but
to know.
But I deleted my social media before I lost my phone.
Do you know your...
At least you got it out of the way.
Yeah. Or I stopped
doing... No, Jake lost his phone recently, and, like, he's been using my phone to contact all his friends.
No, I did it once. I did it once.
No,
I have not been using your phone. today's your no, only
no,
day.
No, today was definitely a highlight, but it's funny, though. Like, he gets a hold of his friends, and he's like, hey, what's up, you piece of shit? Yeah. And, like, they all think it's me. Yeah. And I'm like, can you please stop calling your friends a piece of shit when you use my phone? Like he's getting his phone replaced, like, next week. He has to go through all that bullshit. Yeah. But for now, he's using my phone, and he's calling all his friends a piece of shit, and it looks like I'm saying it. And
I don't want your phone, but yes, every time.
And I'm like, don't say that.
Every time that I text my friend off his phone, I said, what's up, you piece of shit? And Andy was immediately was like, oh yeah, I know it's Jake.
I'm like, don't tell him it's you.
Yeah, she was so worried that, like, I was, she was calling you a piece of shit, and I was like, he's gonna know.
He's gonna know.
No, who's
gonna
know? Don't say that. They're gonna be like, what's your problem? Like,
how is this?
Why did she leave? I haven't talked to you in weeks. We actually don't ever, like, talk like that. Like, what's up, you piece of shit? Yeah, I was like, please fix this.
That's funny, though.
It was funny, though. He did to, like, 40.
Yeah, I did. It was pretty funny.
Oh, my goodness.
It was easy to decipher. It was like one of those decoder rings.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna know. I was like pissed about it too. So I was like, I really wanted you to be upset. Be like, why is Whitney calling me a piece of shit?
I was like, I couldn't have done anything to piss Whitney off.
Right? Yeah. No, that sucks.
I was like, what did I saw you're online. I wanted you
to be a piece of shit. Really bad. Like, yeah, I wanted you to be mad.
I am literally so invested in this book right now.
Books are life. There's so many books in this room still from the eBay store.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see that.
They were all on eBay at one point. It was ridiculous. Keeping up with eBay is, it's a fucking lot.
Is eBay like a sport, kind of?
Grab me a random book.
The other day he said, don't talk to me for 15 minutes because I have to place this bid.
Yeah, I had to focus very seriously.
Yeah, placing bids, it's like...
And so I had to, like, literally wait for 15... I had to, like, just sit there.
Am I gonna get this?
I didn't just sit there. Like, I watched my show. I just minded my business. It was fine. But, I was like, oh, okay.
I needed this mixer for this podcast. And it was the best price that I could find on the internet. I've looked at hundreds of websites. I've been looking for over a month. This was the mixer. And I let one slip through my fingers. And I paid just a little bit more for this one.
I always wait too long. Like, I don't pull the trigger.
Yep.
When I should. I contemplate too much, and then exactly. I just lose out on things. Like, mostly concert tickets.
She doesn't pull. I fucking love Tame Impala.
Yeah?
I introduced Tame Impala, and now he's
She didn't introduce me. She granted me the tickets to this great festival. It was like a 3-day festival. She gave them to me. She introduced me to, like, festival life and stuff like that. And I seen Tame Impala for the first time. I had no idea who they were. And she showed me who they were. And they're, like, my favorite band ever. I was also tripping on acid when we got there. And then some dude who was, like, the sweetest dude in the world was like, he's like, oh, what's up, guys? Like, he had, like, this, not 3D. What's the word I'm looking for? Where, like, you get in a black light?
Oh, he made a suit.
Yeah, he had a crazy ass suit.
He had
He's like, you guys want some mushrooms? And I was like, unzip me. Yeah. So fucking, we unzip them and then we get some mushrooms. And then like some crazy girl comes up to us and she was super fucking cool. And she gave us some ketamine. First time that I've ever had ketamine. And like,
how was it?
I don't know.
Because
I already took a tab of acid and
he
I started taking.
Girl in the face.
Yeah, oh, I'm getting. Okay,
that
so.
That was a joke, though. It's not ketamine's fault. It's just simply.
I don't know if it was ketamine's fault or not. it was intense. So, like, I was, like, super.
You were just dancing too much.
I had a cocktail of fucking drugs. So, I was tripping super hard. And. So Tame Impala comes on and is just the most amazing light show I've ever seen in my life. And then, like, halfway through it, something comes, like, something with the wave. Like, I don't know if it was a song or the visuals.
No, the visual was an ocean in the background.
Yeah, okay, so it's the visuals.
And you were like,
a fuck. Yeah, it came on, and I just immediately started peeking so fucking hard. Like, I was peeking. I was peeking so fucking hard. And I'm watching the show, and, like, I'm holding my book bag, and, like, I put my hands up for a second, and I punch this girl right in the face. Like, I punch her so hard. Like, I hit her really hard, and I felt really bad. I was like, man, I just punched this girl in the face. And I was like, I'm sorry. She's like, it's okay.
And then it was.
She probably also was peeing.
But I did it again. I did it again. Immediately, the same girl. But I felt so bad. I just apologized. She said I was okay. And I punched her again, like, so bad.
What's wrong with you?
It was an act. He was just leaning back. He was just, like, kind of, like, smiling, dancing.
Oh, I punched her. I punched her right in the face. I mean, like, hard.
But it just kept happening to her specifically.
Yeah, just her.
Like, it could have been anybody else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He says, I mean, like, hard.
Oh, I punched the shit out of her.
I don't think it was that bad. I think he's exaggerating.
It was bad. It was bad. There's no exaggeration. I punched the shit out of her. Like,
did you at least...
She's already dead.
Did you at least get her in the other eye that time? The second time?
No, same. Right eye.
I think you're in the same fucking eyes.
She's on my left. I punched her hard as shit right in the corneal.
Oh, my God.
Is that a word?
Tame Impala was the shit, and it melted my face off. But
after I punched that girl two times, really hard, I punched the shit out of her two times. I was holding my book bag like this, like on the top of the, like, right by my shoulders. I was just gripping them. That's, I was so like, I'm not leaving this grip for the rest of the show, because I was scared of punching this girl again. Every time I move my hands, I punch this girl in the face. It was bad.
Oh, God.
That sounds bad.
It was bad.
It was fine.
It wasn't.
It was fine.
She was pissed. I could tell, man. The second time, she was really, like, mad. Like, the first time, she was like, it's okay. Like, a pause. Second time, she was no pause. She was like, fuck you.
It's getting a little annoying, actually.
Can you get it together? You're a dick. You just punched me in the face twice.
Just take one step to the side, bro.
He got pickpocketed, too, in Florida.
I did lose my phone and my book bag.
That's karma for punching that girl in the face twice.
I didn't need it, though, man. I feel really bad about it. It eats me alive.
Yeah, like, you had it coming.
I don't understand. I didn't mean to.
That guy that pickpocketed you doesn't feel bad.
I saw you punch her.
Fuck that dude.
Your phone now, like,
yeah, that's part of what happened. He probably said, fuck that guy, I'm gonna steal from him.
He's hitting women.
Wow, but I
met her,
he was like,
and, like, he was super Robin Hood,
you know, he was just Robin Hood.
It sucks that she was cool, because, like,
steal from the women beaters, give to myself,
yeah, like, exactly.
Hey, Kareem Hunt's the shit.
Oh my god. Are we going to talk about the Browns now? Perfect.
If you want to, like the Browns.
Look at how we all got quiet. Nope, we're not doing it.
Oh, fuck you.
Delete it.
We're canceled.
Who's your team?
I don't know. I'm trying to cancel Simonillo from the world.
What? Okay. Fucking eggs? Peanut butter? What the fuck are you talking about? No, I'm talking about Browns football.
I'm talking about raw chicken.
Sushi?
Chicken sushi.
Talking about clam.
Yeah.
Should we roll as raw in a sick way?
We got stickers that are coming. Stickers are designed and they're going to get made.
You are. That's fucking crazy.
Cool. Where'd my stickers go?
Yeah.
Why?
Fucking crazy. Because what you just did.
It's like, I don't do this all day, every day.
You're right. I'm at your house. Appreciate the hospitality.
I wish I had a house.
We're going to win the lottery.
Yeah, mortgages are, like, way better than rent.
Yeah, they are.
We do rent right now. I swear to God, I pay way more in rent than I think I should.
Rent's ridiculous.
I have, like, a lot of, like, cool shit. Like, a lot of storage and a basement and a garage and stuff, but I pay $900 for my house.
How many bedrooms?
Like, two.
Damn.
Yeah, and it's like, I feel like that's a fuck ton, right? Like,
yeah, that's a lot.
The rent is too damn high.
Rent in town here is just fucking through
the
roof.
It's only going up, too. Yeah. That's why I left my first place. Like, she was kind of living with me, and I was paying $425. fucking amazing. And then the landlord comes and says, I'm raising the rent $200.
200?
Like, yeah, I'm like, go fuck yourself.
That's a big change.
No shit.
That's he's a like, small oh, fucking like, place, like, too.
You went there. Yeah. Yeah, you've been to my place.
That was a small apartment.
And yeah, but it was just dope.
One bedroom,
yeah.
Bathroom.
But yeah, no, it's like, so fucking, you gotta raise it $200? Like, I'm like, and it was a shitty, it was like a garage that was made into an apartment. Like, it wasn't anything special.
No.
To raise it $200, I didn't even hit it yet.
I know, I was gonna say hit it or pass it. This is what this was.
Figure it out.
Do you hear what just happened?
He's got told.
I just
give me it.
I was holding
are
this book.
Hit it or pass it. It's not a punishment.
Fucking, you're just I was telling the story.
I pay oh five God. Here.
And Jeb.
And I get the garage.
Jeb just straight up trying to grab my door.
I did not try to grab it. I have one
yeah,
finger
you
out.
Did.
You wish I tried to
yeah,
grab it from you. You wish
to,
I was that
you tried to grab
you
it
wish.
From me.
I could if I wanted to. What are you going to do? Not just not hand it to me?
She's nothing. I'm way too high to react to anything.
She's faster than Bruce Lee.
Just kind of badass. She's kind of intimidating.
She's
honestly.
Super quick.
I am. Look at my traps, bro.
Oh my God.
That's
she
not fat. That's muscle. I'm a big bitch, bro.
Fuck, what was I talking about?
Beat his ass.
Anyway, though, my rent was raised by like $200, so I had
Is
to
that
leave.
You're my girlfriend then?
So I was with her.
Okay.
And she had a friend.
Oh, watch out, Jake. We just said his name. What's your name?
No.
That's right.
Sorry.
Jake puked on this carpet, apparently.
I probably did.
Did you poop?
I probably did a big old fucking poopy on here. Anyway.
He's glad stinky. To know.
No, what was I saying? No, yeah. So, we were together. We left here. Her friend had a house that was $900
take it away.
A month. Sorry. Which is expensive as fuck, I think. I think that's a lot. But
that's about what average is right now.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's fucking crazy. So we got that. And fucking, so we're doing $900 a month. It's cool because we have, like, you know, upstairs.
It's a nice house.
Yeah, it's a nice house. Backyard,
right,
front yard, you know.
Existing is weird right now.
Garage.
Yeah.
Everybody. Holy
dude,
shit.
I was supposed to rent this place right across the street from Halo Live.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Wayne Street?
Yeah, on Wayne Street.
Yeah.
And I, like, saw it and everything. I came back another day and signed the lease and everything. And the dude was like, oh, yeah, like, my girlfriend has the key. She showed the apartment this morning. Do you want to come back tomorrow and give me the cash and we'll give you the keys and everything and get it all worked out? I was like, yeah, sure, because I'm not giving the fucking money without keys. Like,
duh.
Not doing that. And so I come there the next day between jobs. I was working two jobs at the time. And I text the dude, like, hey, I'm here. Never text me back. I called him. Never fucking answered. Tried to get a hold of him. I waited like a half hour. Dude never got a hold of me.
Why are people trash?
Just disappeared. I signed the lease.
Oh, my God.
It sucks.
He must have found someone else to rent to for more. He's probably like, yeah, let's see if I can get this for $700. I rented it out for $600 way too fast.
Went behind his back.
I would have did the same thing.
Did it without him.
Fuck those people. It was bullshit. I was pumped, though. That was a cool apartment. But I got a way better deal here. It was $600, but all utilities were paid.
I think I'm good on that.
Even Wi-Fi.
High as fuck.
So I was like, ooh.
Our Wi-Fi is included, weirdly enough.
That's
but
nice.
My landlord's also,
it's
like, my friend.
Does.
And he's, like,
yeah,
a techie guy. And he has cameras and stuff because they used to live there also. But now they run
which
it out.
Which is sick.
Yeah.
We moved
so
in and, like, they had these cameras
included.
Already set up.
Cool. But yeah, it's still just like annoying to find a place. Like, I'm thankful though. We have a whole house. It's $900. It's okay.
It's a little expensive, but yes, we do get
it's,
like
it's
cameras coming
cool
to it, which is
yeah.
Dope.
I think for
like,
those perks,
places go
right,
quick, right?
Yeah,
like,
you know,
for them
free
to pay
Wi-Fi.
For Wi-Fi and trash,
yeah,
like
it's great. It's
okay,
awesome.
Like
places
right
go quick. Like
right,
they're,
and it's your friends.
It's
they're super
very
cool.
Hard to
yeah,
find places
that's
like
the
right
only
right
way
now
to
too
find places is if
and
it's someone you know. So
yeah,
I got this place.
No, it's all about who you know, dude.
Yeah.
It's
because Craigslist ain't gonna help you at all anymore. It's so the market is so freaking hot. Craigslist will just have you ruined. Your life will be ruined. You're gonna go to some
Craigslist
down.
Craigslist is so weird.
You're gonna
come
go
on
down
Craig,
some
Craigslist
street. You're gonna go down some street and be like, this house doesn't belong on this street. And then next thing you know, someone's
oh, wait,
knocking on your window.
Like,
you're like, yeah, oh, the house is actually down this alley. You come here. And then fucking next thing you know, you're fucking getting mugged and your kidney stolen.
Perfect.
That's what happens.
You get a lot of money for a
kidney
nowadays.
Yeah. That's Craigslist.
Do you guys remember that?
You're right. You're right.
Where
can I ask? Is Craigslist still even a thing?
Cactus person.
Do people use Craigslist? I think
for people trying to find kidneys, yes.
Yeah. We need some livestock. Yeah. Get them in. Hey, reel them in.
Yeah, no, they put top dollar for, core organs.
They do. Those are the ones that they really need.
It's a commodity.
Yeah, people can still live with one kidney, though. Like, really, if you kill the whole human, you can get two kidneys, a liver.
And she sold her kidney already.
You have the knowledge, so obviously you did it.
I wish I had. No, look how big.
But you can survive with one kidney. They don't want my kidneys. Is that one of the only things in the human body that you can survive without? Like,
you can survive with half a liver.
Oh wait,
your liver will grow back.
Yes, yeah. That's true.
Without
and then,
your appendix or your
I was gonna say appendix.
Your gallbladder.
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
You can live with one lung.
So yeah, I have a whole liver.
Do we just have extra organs just in case, then? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
In case, like, someone needs a little
Well, in case you need it, like...
You can help a guy out.
That's how Rockefeller...
Oh, dude, I got an extra kidney. You can...
When you donate a kidney, like, you have to consider that, then you'll only have one kidney. So if your other kidney goes bad, then you're pretty much dead.
So you're dead. Okay, so there's... Yeah, okay.
That's how Rockefeller was, though. He just, like, kept getting new organs. Like, he had, like, 6 different hearts.
What?
Rockefeller?
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember how many hearts. He had more than one.
I think it was 3. We're Googling it. How many hearts did Rockefeller have? I think it was 3.
7 heart transplants.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
I was close. I said 6. I knew it was somewhere around there.
Oh, man. I was way off. 7's a lot.
That's a lot.
Oh, this was also...
Heart transfers? That's
this was
lot.
Also John D. Rockefeller, which was his son.
I don't know what the difference is.
So, when did he die?
Which one's which? Which one's bad?
Still not dead.
I don't know one of those are bad. I don't know if all of them are.
He took 7 hearts, yeah.
Yeah, no, like, those people didn't deserve that.
Yeah, look that guy.
He died in 1937, and he's buried in Ohio.
This is why you don't donate your body to science, guys.
He had 7 hearts?
Yeah.
Your organs
might
go to people
that
suck really bad.
How was he living? How'd they open his ribcage that many times? And he lived back in 19... What?
Like, well, 1936 is when he died.
How did they transplant his heart back then? They didn't have heart transplants back then. That couldn't have been the same guy.
Oh, this is also here says there's no proof of Rockefeller receiving 7 transplants.
So it's just hearsay.
What are we supposed to believe?
What do we do?
I don't believe it.
I'm also getting a lot of weird shit about all the Rockefellers and all these heart transplants, so
yeah,
I think the Rockefellers are just, like, heart-trained organs.
Like fucking dinosaurs. They just keep...
Maybe we just stumbled on an even bigger conspiracy that we don't know about yet.
They're dinosaurs.
I love it.
I think that, because, yeah, David D. Rockefeller apparently had 6 heart transplants and successful at the age of 99.
When did he die?
Wow.
Pretty sure he's dead.
I think so.
I said, when did he die?
Totally dead.
2017.
Okay, that's possible then, that he had 6 heart transplants.
Yeah, I believe him.
Super dead.
But apparently, all of his other fucking relatives have had like 100 fucking heart transplants too. And they're all like named after
die.
Each other, so it's confusing. There's like
they probably have to get heart transplants because they're all fucking inbred. I bet. That's my guess.
No, who literally just can't fathom dying that much? Like, okay, so a lot of people have a lot of money, right? In this on this planet. And some people just fucking roll with it. Like, it's time to go, it's time to go. And then these motherfuckers are like, nope, can't die. Give me a heart. Like I gotta keep...
I have so much money,
what?
I can buy 6 hearts.
I can buy life.
Nope, simply not
6
dying. Nope,
hearts.
Don't do it.
6 hearts. Bullshit!
Like,
yeah.
Bullshit on that thing. Actually, it's kind of, I don't know, maybe it's, like, weirdly, like...
I'm pissed now.
You think after like the third one, they'd be like, dude, your body's not taking these hearts very good. Like, you're kind of just using them up.
He's like, I don't care. Give me another one. Like,
here's $1 billion.
Sorry. Like, to fight death that hard, you must be miserable.
They had to have been getting into magic and shit.
You must be so terrified. Like, you must be terrified.
I feel like I don't blame them.
Probably for a
good reason, too.
Yeah, because, like, you was, like they're probably like, I did some bad things. I don't know.
You're afraid about what happens when this is over on the other side. Like, yeah, you must have really fucked
like,
up,
unless,
bro.
If it's anything but nothing, you're fucked.
Yeah, like, but they're like, nope. Yeah. Find me the next
part. You're a worm. You're in the River of Styx for all eternity. You're burning. You're in a fucking... like a fire, like whatever it is, they're probably really bad people.
You can't convince me.
Waiting for you, and you know it, and you're showing it. You're scared as fuck.
You can't convince me that there's not like they weren't doing some kind of black magic, because you're not that scared of death and not doing some black magic and getting 7 heart transplants.
Like, you're at the end of the way, sacrificing something not good.
They're drinking baby tears.
I can't drink baby blood.
I didn't want to get that dark.
You wish it was just
adrenochrome isn't working.
I know how dark it's getting.
I've definitely heard that. It's literally adrenochrome.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's just, it's not working anymore.
Oh,
I need whole ass hearts now. Oh my god.
I wonder if he just had a stockpile of hearts. Well, like I said, that good for so long.
Do you think he like hired a family to just produce hearts? Like when I'm ready for one, just the next one.
They just house them and they're like, by the way, you know the rules, right?
The next one, they all of your kids are just my babies.
Eventually, I need your heart.
Yeah, exactly. So
Well, when did they end slavery?
They just created the prison system.
Like.
Well, what year did they attend to end slavery? 1860?
Yes.
So that's around...
I was just making history the first time.
During that.
And then I got a D the second time.
I was sleeping in class.
So I don't know. I just know Hamilton.
1776.
Oh, God. New York City.
Did I give you flashbacks?
That sounded sexy.
Hamilton is sexy. It's
no, my friend's daughter was obsessed with like the plays and singing the songs all the time, and I was like,
Lafayette's my baby boo. Mm. Or something.
Normal. Or something.
But honestly, you should be thankful. That's probably the straightest thing I've ever said. You're welcome.
Alright. I don't know.
I don't even know what's
your mustache
right
was
now.
So wet.
Oh, it's this. It's this.
That was awful.
This ruby grapefruit.
Let's trim your mustache later. That was horrible.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, for my sake and my sake alone, let's trim.
Because I've been chewing on it.
Chewing on your mustache.
Yeah, for fun.
I just didn't know about those problems. I never even thought about it my whole life.
Mine
like,
doesn't
if you have
get
a
that
mustache,
long, luckily.
And you chew on it. Like it makes sense though. Now that I thought about it, like if I had some
mine's
hair
just, like,
right here,
dark.
I'd be like,
yeah. Mine's dark, and I have a little sit here. But, like, my mustache isn't dark right now. I got rid of it.
Sometimes we got to.
Sometimes, yeah, because, like, I work with the public, and they'll comment.
fuck them.
Yeah, literally. Literally. I wish I could be one of those ladies on TikTok that just grew their little beard out.
I'm so happy, like, random people don't really come into my job. It's, like, faces I know. Like, it's like, all right, oh, hey, Carl, like...
Right.
It's not like anybody, like, we get the occasional random person, but it's mostly like, oh, the same person, and I can bullshit with them or whatever.
I just like being myself, I guess, and I'm most myself around people that I know.
Yeah.
So, like, I work at a bar where I have a lot of regulars, so I have that opportunity, and then when, like, people I've never met come in, I'm just like, I gotta be, like... I don't know, different.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I get a lot of regulars on my job too.
I'm gonna be myself, or I'm gonna be like slightly not, or like.
Because you have to kind of
accommodate meeting a random person, basically.
Because it's hard sometimes. But
it's always different when you're with someone you know, you're just like, alright, what's up? Like, you're yourself, whatever that is to you.
You've had this interaction before, so it's less awkward.
Yeah, exactly. But there's the awkwardness.
Like, you
kind of
know how
like,
it's gonna go. Like,
I'm gonna be really nice when I walk up to this table.
And like, because you have to initiate it, but like, the, you don't, like, you don't know how much they know how, like, what they're doing on their customer end. And, like, right. You know what I mean? I get it. I work with customers. I get it. I understand. I get it.
Service industry some is people, interesting.
Yeah. Some people are great. Some people don't know how to be a human. And you're like, you've never done this before? You've never had a haircut before? You've never eaten at a restaurant before? You've never been to a bar before? You've never been to the grocery store before? Like, why can't you act like a human? Like, just...
Some people just don't know how to, like...
And, like, that's not, like, not ableist.
Like, talk to other people, like, you know what I mean? Like, but I caught myself feeling that way recently. Because I noticed that when I go out to eat, sometimes I have anxiety.
I get that too.
I let the other person answer for me or something. Like, I don't say anything myself. And I've been trying to actually be better about that. Just because, as being a bartender and a server for so many years, like, I want people to look at me and acknowledge me. I want you to acknowledge my presence. I'm here and I'm waiting on you and I'm doing this.
Right.
And, like, I caught myself recently. I'm like, I just didn't even look at this person or say anything. Like, I need to not do that. Like, it's weird and it's rude, kind of. Yeah. Even though you don't mean to be.
And they probably know that you're feeling awkward.
Like, I always try to say thank you, I guess, and, like, look at them and be like, hello, I see you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I thought about that today, actually.
I guess I get that less in my job because I'm, like, one-on-one with my customers. But, like, it does happen sometimes where you're like, that guy didn't even...
Yeah, no, it happens, like, a lot, and I'm just kind of, like, I don't know, you just get weird.
It's weird, it's awkward, yeah. I don't know how to react to that.
Yeah.
You're like, I still have to be nice, but, like, I just don't know how to fake smile at this, because even though you're not upset, you're still, like, I don't want to, like, what did I do to upset you?
Look at me and talk to me, I'm sitting at your table, but then when I'm out, I'm just kind of, like, I don't want to look at you or talk to you, so I don't know. It's a good thing to think about. I think it's an interesting thing to think about. But I'm, like, working on it.
That's good.
Working on being a better human.
That's a good goal. Me too.
If you can get 1% better every month, then you'll be 12% better every year.
It's the little things, though. Like, if you notice something and you catch yourself and you try to fix it, like, they're stepping stones. You can grow from there, like...
That's good.
Like, you can do bigger
things.
That's
what's good about having different life experiences. And, like, and you can,
you gotta start somewhere.
Right. You got some more good news?
Okay, I got one, yeah. A typical miserable Aries month. I'm an Aries. I just, like, opened this and it says, fine day to get rid of old inventory. Sell the Zeppelin. What?
Who just has a Zeppelin laying around?
Honestly, I don't, and I wish I did. I like Zeppelin.
I wish I had a friend with a Zeppelin.
Same.
Like, just, hey, man.
I've never had an Aries friend with Zeppelin money.
I've never met anyone with Zeppelin
money. But I have had Aries friends with Zeppelin buying impulses. Maybe not money, but the impulses. So Aries do be like that.
One of my best friends is an Aries, and she's probably one of the most funny fucking people I've ever met in my life, but she's also fucking crazy. And she's just, but she's, like, wonderful. Like, great mother, but, like, you do not cross her.
Yeah.
Like, she will beat your fucking ass. Like,
cross an Aries woman for sure. But they're great. I do love Aries women.
I love, like, I don't know. I love everybody except for, like, a couple people.
I feel like I don't judge anyone on their sign because I can't help that.
Right.
I like to say that there are bad people, not bad signs. I know bad people in every sign, but there are qualities in every sign that I do like.
Yes. Perfect. No, because I get into that kind of thing. I read about signs and, like, and I agree with a lot of it, honestly. Mm-hmm. But there are people who are exceptions to the rule, I guess. But I just relate with mine so much that I'm like, there's got to be some kind of...
I think, like, it's nature versus nurture. Like, the astrology is your nature, and then, like, your outer things. Like, I was raised by a Leo, so, like, I feel like I'm extra confident. And even though Cancers aren't really known for being confident, I am confident because I learned that from my badass Leo mom, you know?
So, like, there's things that... There's exceptions to the rule.
But, like, my deep down stuff is still, like, all my other things in my chart, like, down, I still, like, get self-conscious even though I act a certain way, but I learned to act that way because I have a Gemini yada yada yada, and I can emulate that lady, and she's cool, and my mom is a badass, and she's very confident, and I want to be that, so fake it till you make it, and that's
that.
The Gemini in me, you know what I mean? So, like, that's why I think it's, like, nature versus nurture, because, like, also aspects of your signs make you gravitate and pull towards other people, and, like, you get things from other people, like, so, you know, you get...
For sure. Sure. I love that. What are you writing, chicken?
I was trying to write chicken sushi with my right hand,
And it's you're just trying to be ambidextrous out here.
Yeah, I can't write shit with my right hand.
So, like, do you guys have things with, like, okay, I'm left-handed, for an example, but with sports, like in volleyball, I'd spike with my right hand, or if I play basketball, my right-handed layups I favored. I bet, you know, right-handed, I golf right-handed, but I'm like left-handed and I eat with my left hand. So, but I would always try to write with my right hand, though, just to see how I would do and stuff. But it would always suck. So there were certain things that I preferred. I'm just curious.
I do everything left-handed, almost.
Really? Like,
yeah, I don't use my right hand much at all. But you write
left-handed?
Yeah.
What?
I write left-handed. Okay. I did all sports left-handed. Sometimes I feel pretty even, like, with kicking. Like, kicking a ball, I think I can kick a ball with my right foot just as good as my left foot.
I think that's what I use, too, is my right for kicking a ball.
Andy was a really good nose guard.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, yeah, no.
Pretty good at that.
Like, Wyatt, a short dude, but he was, like, really good at nose guard.
I used to crawl between center's legs.
Right.
You're like, as soon as they snap the ball, I would just dive between their legs.
Just be faster and just fucking cream them. Yeah.
A couple times really I would grab the ball. I was able, like, as soon as they snapped it, I was able to grab it before the fucking quarterback could get it.
I remember that.
Done it a couple times. Then the centers would catch on and they try to sit on me when I was diving between their legs.
Jealous.
Fucking fat fucks. They're heavy. They fucking crush my little ass. The
biggest person on the team.
Yeah, those are the big cornbread boys right there. Yep.
Oh, especially Clyde.
Fuck, the eyes are going to pop out of my head. No, dude. Why? Okay, we played Clyde. I hit this mother... Running full speed. Like, I knew this dude was big, and, like, it was... Like, I had to fucking bring some work, you know? I was like, if I want to do anything to this dude, I got to hit him hard. Full speed, I put my shoulder down, I got as low as I could, trucked this dude, I felt like. But no.
I didn't budge.
I felt like I hit a fucking brick wall. My head, awesome. I felt my brain hit my skull.
Yeah.
And I hit the ground, and this dude stood over me and just like, kind of like, and just stepped over me like I was like a nothing.
Yeah, right.
I bounced.
That's my whole football career right there.
Dude, I thought I hit him so hard.
You were at least tough.
I did hit him hard. I know I hit him hard because I felt it.
I didn't know about that story. I didn't know you got fucking creamed.
Oh, dude. He wasn't even he wasn't running. Like, he was standing still. And I hit him full speed as hard as I could. I bounced off of him.
That sucks. That must have hurt.
It did. I was like, that dude is a fucking legend. Big cornbread fucker.
Yeah, well, that's how that fucking shit went.
He got me good. Taught me a lesson.
Fucking hurts.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I did some stupid shit. Get
roller skates in the Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo hurt.
Can't wear roller skates in the Buffalo hurt.
That's it.
Classics.
Oh, that's best.
I want roller skating a buffalo herd.
I want to not get so killed.
Can't.
I can. I'll make it happen. Johnny Knoxville did it. I can do it. Sign me up.
Wait, do what?
To roller skate in a buffalo herd.
Oh, God.
I can do it. I have faith in myself.
I believe in you.
My roller skating skills. I'm the kind of
person that's like, let's go to Skate World. I need to reteach myself how to skate. It's been years. Oh my God.
we're trying to go to Skate World here soon. She just bought new skates.
Yeah. Anytime.
She used to be roller derby.
No, I have other skates I would use for my inside. Those are not.
Well, I mean, like, we're trying to skate is what I'm saying.
To skate.
We're trying to skate.
I had a pair of Barbie rollerblades when I was like six, and I had fallen Barbie down quads when I was. Like, they were really cool.
Yeah, I had like Barbie on the side. They were like white with pink wheels.
I think mine were just pink.
Yours were probably way cooler than mine.
No, ours were both cool for sure because
I liked mine too.
Barbie rollerblades, can't go wrong.
I had R2-D2 rollerblades.
That's okay, cool. That's way cooler than both of those. Wow,
adorable.
You win. Awesome.
Yeah, those are the best.
No, you win. I do want to get back into that again. Or ice skating, even.
I was not a good ice skater. My fat ass on those
two blades. I wasn't for at least 20 minutes, and then I got the hang of it, and I was fine.
I was not good at all. I was.
If you give it, like, 20 minutes, you'll be good, I promise.
That's what everyone says, and I've done it so many times. I mean, I would try it, but I'm not confident.
It would take, like, I would fall or be, like, really I'm just, like, uncoordinated, and then I would just sit there, I'm like, I gotta figure this out. And then, like, 10, 15 minutes, and then I was coasted, and I'm like, all right, everything's cool now. Like, I just had to get used to it. I had to adjust.
That's good. I just don't... Oh, man, I don't know if I could do it.
I'll hold your hand. Let's go.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it.
That's usually what happens. I'm like, hold me. Make sure I'm good. And then I got the confidence to be, like, decent.
Is there anywhere to even ice skate, like, around here?
There's a place in Lakewood.
Is there?
I think so.
There's a place in Fremont at the rec center.
It's an ice skating rink. I've gone ice skating, I think, one or two times.
That's where I went, anyway.
I've been a bunch of times as a kid.
Oh, I that's not something.
That's what we did. We were in, like, middle school. And we went to the rec center and go ice skating.
Yeah.
And that's what we would do.
That's cool.
I wish Sandusky had a decent rec center. We don't have, like, shit.
I had an idea to create an ice skating rink, and then someone, like, stole it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, kind of, like, I was, like, buzzed, and I was just like, I have an idea. And I told Jake, I'm like, we should start an ice skating rink. Like, we should make that a thing around here. And then, like, a month later, someone told me that they put an ice skating rink downtown at the pier. It and I was like,
was a fail.
Well,
this room was bigger than an ice skating rink. Like, if this room was a complete square and that, like, corner wasn't cut out, that was about the size of this, like, the ice rink they had.
At the pier?
Yeah.
Okay, so I never saw it. I never went. Like, not even on purpose or anything. I just kind of, like, was like, whatever, and just never went there. But I heard about it, and I was like, well, I wanted to do that. Not like that I was ever actually going to do anything, but it was still a good idea. And then when, like, it happened, I was like, whatever.
Yeah. I think it was, like, 12 feet by 14 feet or something stupid.
Sounds lame.
Like, it was small.
So it's still doable?
Like, yeah, yeah, do it better. And
would
it wasn't real ice.
Would you guys go ice skating if I start an ice skating rink?
Yes.
Yeah, I would do it.
I would sign up.
Just to support you.
Come and give me doll hairs.
I will.
We decided we want to do it a lot. We can all have, like, cool ice skates.
I do like investing my money in things I only use a handful of times.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Like, I'm gonna spend $100 on these, like, opalescent fucking crazy ice skates.
Yeah, I literally just bought pink and yellow tartan roller skates, like.
Perfect. Yeah, dude, I wanna get some now, too, like, just roller skates. I think it'd be fun. I got a bike during quarantine.
Oh, that's cool. I learned how to ride a bike.
I bought a moped.
And for a year, and that was it.
Same situation, though. I was like, oh, it's quarantine. Maybe I'll ride my bike more that I don't have. So I went and bought one so that I had one. And then I didn't ride it. And I'm like, and it's so cute. So he has a little basket on it.
I don't know
it.
If I could still ride a bike, but I would like to try.
It's just like riding a bike.
Just hop on that bike.
I had a bike when I was a kid. I learned how to ride a bike, and then that summer, the kids in my neighborhood, like, bent the wheel on my bike, and then my mom was trying to fix the wheel. And
did you beat their asses?
No, I didn't. I just went home and cried to my mom, and then she went out to fix my bike, and she jumped on the wheel because she is the graceful, dainty lady, and she thought that would fix the wheel, and it broke, and the wheel popped off. So then she came to the house, and she was like, get in the car. And I was like, why? What happened? And she was like, get in the car. She took me to get a new bike because she loved me.
Oh.
And then I only rode that bike for, like, the rest of the summer, and then I, like, never rode a bike again.
Oh. It's been a while for me, too, personally, though. Like, I attempted to ride a bike the other night. Jake took my mom's bike out.
Yeah.
Like, and then I got a hold of it because we met up, and then, like, I was walking. He's like, why aren't you riding it? I'm like, dude, I can't even, like, walk right now. I'm not going to ride this bike right now. Like, I'm not doing that to me. I just couldn't do it. And then, like, he left it outside of Bud's for, like, 5 minutes just to go in there and get, a phone because he doesn't have one right now. And he came out and someone stole the bike.
Yep. 5 minutes.
Luckily, it wasn't the new one I bought during quarantine, but it was still a bike that got stolen that was, like, in my possession. And I was like,
Same shit happened
that
to me.
Sandusky. Yep.
Yeah, I...
Oh, my God.
...rode to someone's house, and I went in their house for literally 2 minutes. Like not even. It walked outside, bike's gone.
It's the shortest time. Like, it's so weird. Like, you're just like, oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Walk away, come back, and you're just like...
Whoa.
And then you leave it in your front yard overnight and it's still there and you're like, why? Yeah. How?
But it's the most inconvenient time. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's like when you're actually using it and getting around on it. And like, it's like,
we left that one on my porch the night before and no one took it. Anyone could be like, fuck you, I'm gonna walk on your porch and steal your shit.
I don't know if it's because people assume everyone has cameras now or like if they're just
probably.
I feel like that is kind of low key a thing. And also though, like, how you gonna identify somebody though?
Yeah.
Like you have cameras on your porch, got it. But you know what? If someone were to come onto my porch and steal something I had, I'd be like, who the fuck is that? And what am I gonna do about it? All I know is I see this person doing that. How am I gonna find them?
Unless you're like, oh, right. I served that dude at the bar.
Maybe.
I know his ID number.
I'm calling the cops. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it'd be hard to identify.
Next time he comes in, I'm not gonna serve him.
And I'm remembering his address.
Oh my god.
I'm coming for you, bud.
Yeah.
Trespassing sign up now.
Yeah. Oh, dude, our neighbors did that to us.
They put
a no trespassing sign.
It's the most passive aggressive shit ever. It's so funny.
Wait, what? It's for us, man.
I don't know. I know it's for us.
The no trespassing sign is for us.
Okay, let me explain this. Our neighbors are the gateway to Dick's Carryout, okay? All you have to do is cut through the yard and there's a fence and then you're at Dick's Carryout.
You can get liquor.
So convenient. Yeah. So, like, you know, during the snowstorm, we were like, hey, like, because, you know, remember the snowstorm that was like level 3 everywhere or whatever the fuck? Yeah. So we were just like, okay, well, we need to get to the store and buy some reparations, okay? And we asked the neighbor, we met him, and he was really cool and really goofy and weird or whatever. Like, he was just goofy. Or what did he do? He opened the door, he moved his head over the door real quick. What's up? We were like, oh, okay, what's up?
It was cool.
But yeah, so we used their yard or whatever, and we were like, oh, yay, sweet. Like, we can just do this now. Like wishful thinking or whatever. But we were like, oh, like, we asked. He said, yeah, we can keep doing that. And then we go to use it the other day because we're like, oh, I don't want to get in my car. Like, we're just hanging out outside. Walked over to the fence, and there was a fucking padlock on the fence. We were like, all right, heard.
Yeah,
the
girl fucked you.
And then, like, I looked out there the other day, and I think I was going to work, and I look over, and I see a no trespassing sign all of a sudden in their window, and I was like, you hate us, got it. Like,
yeah.
Like, they're just the subtlety of all of it. Yeah, like, wow.
Bake them cookies and put them and be like, I'm sorry.
What, that's what I thought. I just put it up and be like, I'm sorry, we misunderstood.
We literally talked to him one day. We were just hanging on the back porch, like, grilling and drinking and eating. Like, it was cool. Yeah. It was fun. And then I walked over and like basically hung out with his dogs and they were getting them to like me and it was a cool experience.
We tried to get them to like us, but they still
maybe we were trying too hard. You ever think of that? The neighbors, maybe they just know. They're like, they're just trying too hard. They just want to cut through our yard to get to the fucking liquor store.
Well, yeah. That's all we wanted. Maybe they're really coming on to us, but we're really not trying to be swingers
and they're trying to like...
Yeah, we're actually trying to fuck.
Like, they're weird, all right? Like,
they probably think you're
put
weird.
Put a sign up, Joyce.
Yeah, you're
maybe
like...
Maybe they'll read it.
You're over here like, Joyce. This guy's goofy. And they're like, Kevin. Our neighbors are so weird.
Put a no trespassing sign up and then they'll just leave us alone. It's actually kind of accurate, though, because I'm just like, huh? Like, I laughed and I was like, got it.
That's funny.
But really, I just want to cut through your yard to go to the liquor store. I don't know.
That's all we want.
I don't know.
Just want an easy pathway.
Just cut out the inconvenience of driving around the block
through the liquor store. Like, gosh. Let me just walk through my backyard like a man.
That sounds beautiful.
It's beautiful.
But it's now, nice scenic route.
No trespassing sign. Oh.
It's like plants.
You broke my heart, neighbors.
God. Well, they're gonna hate us this summer.
Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Well, no more fucking barbecue for you assholes.
Oh, they'll see.
They're gonna fucking learn.
They'll all see. The two little dogs, too. I'm gonna have a great summer. It's gonna be a badass backyard.
They're gonna have a fucking terrible summer.
We copped like an 11-person tent from this music festival because someone left it there. Like, people got a plane to catch, whatever, they leave shit.
Yeah.
And we were like,
Like, gone. Like,
what were those ground scores?
Yeah, so I learned that term
when we went out to Okeechobee. So, like, we go around, and, like, everybody that left all their stuff, you can just go and grab it. It's free. So we got a tent, we got, like, a couple chairs.
The workers do it, too, at the end of the festival. They, like, ride around and, like, grab stuff.
Whatever's not taken by them.
The people in the back of the line, and we're just like, do you want to walk around and ground score? So, yeah, so that's our plan. Put the 11-person tent up in the backyard or something, and then y'all can sleep in there. Or just hang out in it or whatever.
I want to go to the festival now just for the ground scoring.
Right, dude.
Hell yeah.
Seriously, we left with more money than we
spent. It was actually ridiculous what we got. People just leave stuff and you just grab it. It's cool.
It's like, crazy what people just get rid of.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck about
it. Yeah, they don't care. They're like, whatever.
But you believe it.
We gotta go.
You know you've been in a situation where you go with a group of friends.
We have space. We drove, so...
Yeah,
we had a Jeep. We could pile shit in.
You get a spot, and it's like, oh, let's get a big tent, stay here for a little bit, and then bounce. Like, that happens.
Yeah,
and that's where the ground scores happen.
Yeah,
snarly.
Living your best life.
I love hammocks.
I want to get like a standing hammock for the backyard, just because we don't have any trees.
Yeah, they're like, actually not that expensive.
I'll go places and hang a hammock, but I would like one like. Readily available.
They're not that expensive.
Hang it right by your neighbor's yard.
I'm gonna hang it in their yard. I'm gonna hang it right by the fence that there's a lock on.
No trash.
I'm gonna be like, I'll hang it in front of the fence.
Those fucking dicks.
Hang it from the fence.
That sounds like the perfect place for a hammock now that they lock the gate, you know? What do you guys need to get through for? Well, you need to come to my yard.
I'm gonna put it on the other side of the fence, actually. So I'm gonna go around and like.
No, you guys
need to look at the line,
situation. I'm gonna put it on their clothesline. You guys need to put up your own fucking no trespassing sign.
Oh my god!
No, I don't want you dicks over here.
No trespassing.
Yeah. No trespassing. Yeah. Fuck you. No trespassing, motherfucker.
I want to make one that just says you better not trespass.
Like, do you think that your no trespassing sign
I mean, it would be like the same but different?
His no trespassing sign.
Do you think that
your no trespassing sign would cancel out his no trespassing sign?
If it lights up, yes.
Yes, exactly. That's
put
what
lights
I think.
On
that's
the
what
page.
I think.
Yeah. It like, you know, light
you up. You'd be an immaculate.
Also,
no trespassing sign. Like,
go as far to put your own padlock on the gate too. Like, no, you need my permission to unlock this gate as well. You can't just go unlock. You think you have the freedom?
Oh
no,
God,
no,
yeah,
no.
Like
you think you do that to me? Huh?
Check my
this shit out.
You need to get through
smells
here.
Smells like a lawsuit.
Call me.
Actually, no, thank you. Who put this padlock here?
Not just
me.
Like, this
not I. Oh my god.
Like, two can play this game, motherfucker.
Yes, like, right. Whichever one answers the door.
I do
want to
be kind of, like, petty, but, like, in a fun, lighthearted way.
They
like,
started the war, baby.
No, no, I know, like, but I want to be, like, I want to have some couth about myself, okay? Like, I just want to be, like, lighthearted, like, passive aggressiveness. I don't know, like.
Shit in their lawn?
Like,
I do like a blinking no trespassing sign, though.
I think that's a great idea.
Especially if it's like outside their bedroom window.
It's kind of like
human shit, not blaming it on the dog. Not on top, no.
He's shitting lit on fire. It wasn't me. I watched him do it.
Could be the dog.
He's shit in their yard.
It could be the dog. Oh, I mean,
you
want to catch it?
How big are cat shits?
We can get
you
some
shit.
Yeah.
I'll get you cat shit.
I can show you cat shit right
I'm
now.
I'm so curious.
You can buy.
Have you not looked in Oliver's litter box?
No,
we have a cat
no,
too.
I have not looked. No,
so Jake's is out here living his life not knowing what cat shit looks like.
I'm sorry. I don't think I've ever seen cat shit. I'm going to be completely honest. I really don't think I've ever seen a cat shit. Never had a cat. Like, it was never anything like that. Never had a cat. I don't know what a cat shit
you cleaned the cat box last night.
Maybe.
Or last week.
No. No, I didn't.
I swear you didn't. There's no way.
I mean, he just closed his eyes when he was taking the turds out.
I just don't. I don't have.
Why are there so
remember.
Many Totoro stickers running around here?
I think she
I
had
got
a pack
them on
of
Wish.
Them.
They're so cute, and I love them. Remember that?
I think I need more of them. Actually, like, I want as many Totoro stickers as I can.
I also do, and I support that. I kind of do want another piece of pizza. No, yeah, no, yeah.
No, you should.
I should. Can I have one? Thank you.
So is that your guys' favorite pizza topping? Pepperoni, banana pepper.
Pepperoni and banana pepper.
Mine is that's just the classic pepperoni. That's how I judge a pizza place. It's classic pepperoni.
Me too.
If your classic pepperoni sucks, your pizza sucks.
I think you should judge it by its classic cheese.
Fuck their cheese pizza. Because I've had places where their cheese pizza sucks, but their pepperoni pizza's awesome.
That's weird.
AKA Domino's. Yeah. Cheese shout pizza kind of sucks. But their fucking pepperoni.
No, not even kind of, dude.
Oh, shit. I was trying to get sponsored by Domino's. I can't be saying that.
Delete it.
How do you guys feel about Pizza Hut pan crust? Like the thick, golden, buttery.
It was good back
crust
in the day.
It's so good.
It's not the same as it was back in. No,
really?
It's
not
I don't
the same
think
last
so.
Time. Oh, no. I haven't had it.
I actually haven't had it in a while either. But I hate to hear this.
They used to come in a fucking pan.
Next
like,
time we'll get Pizza Hut.
They're not in.
Yeah, fuck Domino's.
They're not in like a fucking
no,
pan.
Like Domino's. Everyone's talking shit about Domino's. Domino's don't sponsor anyone but me. Fuck these bitches.
Domino's, just your cheese pizza needs a little step up.
Domino's, I'm
sorry. I said fuck these bitches.
Just a step up. Step it up, Domino's. Just the cheese.
It's not like that, Domino's. It's fine.
And bring back the anchovies.
Ew. Domino's, don't fucking do
I would
that.
Never order it, but bring it back.
It's fucking gross.
I don't want to share that with you.
Anchovies are gross.
Rockstar Ranch special anchovy
like,
pizza.
Eat anchovies out of a can or whatever. It's so weird.
It's gross.
I have anchovy cans.
Do you eat them?
Show me right now.
Why do you have them?
I bought it just for the joke of Futurama. Of like how he has the anchovy can. I have one can of anchovies.
I believe you.
Just in case.
If this joke came up,
if I get frozen,
if the Futurama
for
joke
a thousand
came
years,
up,
yeah, now the joke ever came
be
up,
be able to pull out the fucking idea.
Like I do have anchovies,
just in case.
Oh, like sorry. If you guys want anchovy pizza, we can make it happen.
That's hilarious.
Just offer.
Gross.
You never know though.
Awesome.
You get a semen over
here.
You
never know when you're gonna eat anchovies, guys.
It's good crust.
Or if it's during Passover and you have a Jewish friend, they can eat anchovies and sardines. I can't remember what else they can eat. There's certain breads and stuff.
Right.
But I don't think any of my Jewish friends are coming over during Passover.
I doubt it.
You're
gonna have those anchovies in there for a while, probably.
I hope I have them there until
forever.
I die.
That's the only time we eat anchovies.
Like, if I ever move and all the kitchen shit's getting thrown away, the anchovies are coming. They're making the move, but...
You're, like, packing boxes, and then...
Yeah.
She almost throws the anchovies away. Whoa.
The anchovies might live in the podcast studios. I think I need to put those up somewhere in here.
In a frame. You should get, like, a shadow box.
Yeah. This episode is actually called Anchovies.
Yeah, your grandfather orders.
Have you ever heard the little song thing, Anchovies?
No, but can
I'll
we play
to,
it?
A song Anchovies.
It's really long. I'll have to just put a link to
the
it.
The anchovy song?
Maybe just like a good part of it.
I'll have to ask my mom about it. Hang on. Let's see if my mom's awake.
We don't own the rights to it, so we have to pause
we said it. It's fine.
I'll send it
good call.
Yeah. I think we only get like 8 seconds or something. I can't remember the logistics.
We do not own the rights to anchovies.
I had to stand up for a second.
Not anchovies, but sardines was a game when I was a kid, and my cousins would play it. Me and my brothers.
You
and my
stand
cousins.
Really close together.
No, it was like one person would hide, and the rest of us would count, and then we would all have to like find the person, and when we found the person hiding, we'd have to hide with them until one person was left.
That sounds
finding.
Fun.
And then so you were packed in a little place like sardines.
I like that.
It was
that's
cute,
fun.
Yeah. And then if you're the last one to find everyone, then you would have to hide.
That's one of the more interesting games
it was
that
a really
I've
fun
actually
game.
Heard of.
It was a really fun
when,
game.
When I think about like games when I was a kid, all I can think of is like kick the can and shit.
It was way better than hide and seek because like it was more like... Ooh, haha! We're all doing something funny together. So,
right.
Like, and then
that's
it was,
funny.
And then you were like all trying not to laugh, and like all trying to like squeeze into a little tight space, and like.
No, it sounds so fun.
It was so fun.
I would have loved that. No, like when I was a kid, when I went to church in Huron, like, all of us kids would go out into, like, the grassy field area beside the church. Excuse me, pizza, White Claw combo, guys. Yeah, we play kick the can or whatever. So, yeah, someone would kick a can and we'd all run and hide or whatever. And that was, like, that was it. Like, I feel like everyone knows about it. It's a very simple game. But that's just where my mind goes when I think about, like, the games I played when I was a kid. And then we just, yeah, go hide and whoever kicked the can has to go find everybody.
Tag's a classic.
It, yeah, it's just like a cooler tag. But it was so fun. And I miss it. I haven't played it in years.
We should have, like...
We should have an adult.
I want to play sardines, yeah.
Yeah, or all of those games, honestly. We should just play everything. Everything that we played when we were kids, we should do as adults. It'd be super wholesome and fun.
I would like a hide-and-seek tournament.
Absolutely.
But all of downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, found her at Jack's bar. Yep. Getting drunk.
She's in the bathroom.
Going up. Would have to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We'll just walk around with pictures, but have you seen this person?
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw her jump in the lake.
Yeah, right.
That would be fun. I'm totally down. Adult hide and seek downtown.
Someone's just drunk sitting in bushes. Like,
make the Facebook page.
The pee bushes.
So, drunk sitting in bushes.
I'm gonna be in the pee bushes.
You're gonna be in the pee
bushes. I'll be in the fountain.
Yep. I pee in those bushes.
So am I. A lot of times on the
I
way home.
I just looked at your whiteboard behind all of us and it says furries. Is that a topic?
I don't remember who. I think Casey wrote that. I think Casey wanted to talk about furries, but I don't remember the logistics behind it. Other than
I've
that.
Met a couple furries.
Really? Yeah.
They don't actually bang, do they? They just, like, fake bang.
Oh, Jake.
They have furry trains, bud.
The furries?
Yeah, they have, like, crazy furry trains.
We talked about that recently, and he said that, and I just kind of... No. I literally was like, yeah. And then I, like, walked away.
No,
or
I heard they just fake bang.
My coworker...
Yeah, they fake bang for the internet, for the fake stuff, and they real bang in their real life.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't, like...
In really? Costume, yeah.
You know, when in sex scenes on TV, they also are fake banging.
Are you serious? No, shut up. But the furries, that blows my mind. No, I thought they didn't actually
bang. Do you guys remember that episode of Bob's Burgers?
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
When he's, like, in this horse
Oh, yes,
thing.
I do, yes.
I haven't seen
like,
that.
Like, some kind of, like, weird, dressed like
and
horses,
Tina was
Cole.
Really into
I don't
the,
remember. It's
really
been years.
The horses, and then he was, like, trying to infiltrate to get the horse for her.
That's
yeah,
a thing, though.
Yeah, I've only yeah. seen it, like, yeah. maybe once or twice, and it's been, like, a few years, too, but I just remembered it.
One.
I was like, that was fucked up, kind of.
That one was a good
Bob's
one.
Bob's Burgers. No, it's so funny. I love it.
Yeah.
But I was just like, oh my god.
The horse people are wild. Have you guys seen those videos on, like, YouTube and shit?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Dude.
I've seen My Strange Addiction.
Is it wrong to talk about, like, people that...
Horse people?
Are we kinky?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I was thinking that, too. Like, we
I'm
all knew
way
a,
too harsh.
We all knew a horse,
horse
girl,
people.
Right? Like, each and every one of us
yep.
knew a horse girl, right?
Poor
and
horse
I'm
girl.
Like,
yeah,
I don't
know.
Know.
Horse girl.
Like,
if we're gonna king shame, you have to tell us what your kings are so we can shame them.
The horse.
That's your thing, is the horse?
No, horse girls.
Your thing is horse girls is your kink?
No. We're talking about horse girls.
No, I'm saying
we're gonna shame your kinks.
It's also horse girls.
Yeah.
This was fifth grade. But, like, I'm just saying, when you're in school, there was always, like
yeah,
everyone had
like,
their,
and
everyone
they, like,
had
all
their
the
own
horse,
unique little,
the horse
like,
holders and the horse t-shirts and the horse backpack, and they would
horse.
Walk like a horse, and they would be like...
The horse veins.
Yeah, all of that.
We know the horse, yeah.
Yeah, and I forgot.
And they would, like, braid their hair every day.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember back in the day when we used to walk like a horse?
Was it you that...
The kids that would run like Sonic...
Was it you that we would always talk about getting a two-horse and horse costume?
No hate, no shade.
I think we would talk about it all the time. Like, we were
it's
so set on getting a two-person horse costume for so long.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You're going to be the back and you were so okay with it. You're like, yep.
I want one still, dude.
Oh, we could. It'd be a really good horse costume.
I want to just walk around downtown with a fucking two-person horse costume, casually.
I think
but
me
just
and
yourself,
you would have
a two-person costume.
No.
Yeah, it'd
Jake
be a
and
really
I.
good horse costume.
Oh my god, I can't think see about you guys it. Doing that.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Just put the other drink on our back. And now I'll have a straw system. I have a coaster on my
back. We're gonna have it all set up. Listen, I'm gonna have a holster. Oh my god.
We need like a saddle. Like a horse saddle?
I don't think you guys are gonna do it, so.
Or no, we need saddlebags like a horse. Fucking.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, I want saddlebags.
We're a loaded up horse.
You guys should just honestly get a real horse and just like. I want get on it together and like prance around.
I want to be the horse.
Okay.
I want to have oats.
You can be the horse.
Ready for me.
That's what ketamine did to him.
Yeah, no, it did do a big number on me. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. He didn't realize it until just now. But
goodness gracious.
It's hitting him.
Tall, man, I'll tell you.
Hair, it's hell of a drug. That's what Steve-O was all fucked up on, is ketamine.
No, he did a bunch of whippets.
I mean, he did a lot of shit, but he was really, like, into ketamine, like, into ketamine.
I guess he was super into whippets.
Yeah, he was super into whippets,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so I went to this music festival. First time I ever did... can I talk about that on this
podcast? You did once already.
Yeah, I did.
Do you want to talk about your ketamine story again?
Did I say it twice?
You talked about it earlier, yeah.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Maybe we'll move on to, like, more horse stuff.
So you only did ketamine that one time.
That was the only time.
So you haven't gone full-blown horse.
Yeah, no. I don't think I ever want to do it again.
I don't blame you.
And then it was like, it got to like 9 o'clock, and I was like,
I think there's probably some coolish parts.
I mean, I think it was decent.
No, I think there's probably some good content in there, but
there's more than enough.
I think that there's some parts that you should edit out, but other than that, there's still at least something to laugh about in there somewhere.
Yeah, you could throw some dumb shit in there too. Like, it'll be fine.
I mean, who knows if anyone will even listen?
You know? I am finishing this though, by the way.
I hope so. I mean, I hope so too.
I'm also gonna cringe the whole time, but I'll listen.
I want everybody to listen.
I gotta remember what happened.
I don't even
right.
Heck yeah.
Jeez, that's what I'm saying.
No matter what, though,
yeah. What happened to like so Dalton? Son of a bitch.
Yeah,
started a trend.
You and Dalton on here.
I know, man. I want to get on here sober.
You guys are really like, funny, though. Like, I was
you guys did really good. Yeah, yeah.
And what did you say? You're like, Dalton, what are you like? 2 shots of Jameson, and he was just like.
Since you've been here.
Yeah, I can't remember what he said though, but it was just really funny. You're just like, is it Shram or something? Or I don't remember what he said. Or no, he said safe assumption. Yeah. And I was like, yeah.
You can't say an OG or OG Cubs guy.
Yeah. There's definitely some highlights from that, so I thought it was fun.
Yeah, so thanks you guys for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. I'm glad that Jake was enthusiastic about it.
Dude,
hit me up today.
He was here for it.
For yeah.
Sure. I was here for it. He was drunk for it. Drunk,
so. Next time.
Yeah, we'll have you guys again. So, if you guys made it through this whole episode here, thank you guys for listening. It was fun. We'll definitely have another full episode. I don't know if we'll do a 0.5. I keep getting messages like, what's up with the 0.5 where I get on Spoon? Everyone's like, what the fuck's up with 0.5, 0.75? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why is your address half?
Yeah.
Your address is half. It's stupid.
Yeah, I live upstairs. Well, you never
put the half. We love fractions. Well, I do put the half. I always put the half. It's not my fault if the mill guy doesn't get it right.
I like half off. Those are the only kind of fractions I usually like.
I work with fractions at work every day.
Half really? Off and BOGO.
I got hair.
I love those words. I didn't know what BOGO meant for so long. And when I found out, I was like, oh! Like,
what you fella had to be like, fuck BOGO. Christmas and BOGO? That's awesome.
What the fuck is a BOGO?
That's amazing.
Jesus Christ. But anyway, thank you guys for making it this far. Check out the Facebook, Twitter is fucking still, I'm figuring it out. Instagram is up. Patreon is up. I can't figure out how to do fucking 2 Twitter accounts at once. So
why would you want to even do that, honestly?
I don't know why you don't have your own email for Chicken Sushi.
What's Rockstar Rain?
That's your email.
That
get a different email.
Is the email I've been using for all my podcast stuff.
You can change it all.
What is going on right now?
It's easy peasy to change your email and account. It's not that hard.
Message me directly at rockstar@icloud.com. I'll get it in less than 20 minutes. No. Unless I'm asleep, which it's very likely I'm asleep. So then you might have to wait a couple hours. So, yeah. Have a good night, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.